Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. We have 15 baseball games here on tonight's slate. Much better slate after last night's slate, so I'm excited to jump in, talk about this. As always on Tuesday, my co-host, The Siege. How you doing, buddy?
JC Ramirez over Trevor Williams was not the right decision.
Yeah, I ended up playing three teams, and I had two of each, and it was an okay night. It looks like it's going to be an okay night, but Zach Cozart on all my teams was very, very optimal.
Yeah, that would help. Yeah, I had some Baez, which is
I had a lot of that Padres game. Like we talked about it, and then like I did some research yesterday, and it's just like, you know, this is the best ballpark on the slate. With two pitchers that are not great. That's where I ended up.
Yeah, I was on the Reds, and then I heard people were on the Reds, and I was kind of like, eh, they shouldn't be popular, so let's go play the Cubs at 5%, which I still have no regrets about.
Yeah, the Cubs, definitely not a bad spot, but if you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there, check them out, playdraft.com/grinders. That way you guys get a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. You're also getting 3 months of the premium product here at Roto Grinders for free when you're signing up with the promo code Grinders. So take advantage of that. Siege is taking advantage of my cold streak here, and he is now only two games back on me here.
Hey, Draft, why don't you extend this partnership? Let's do three times a week. Let's get it rolling.
Well, you could play three times, but you could send me invites all week. There's no way I'm accepting them after tomorrow morning.
No, it's got to be official ones. These are only official ones, but feels good to get it down to two. Get it down to two, you know. Like I said, when it was six, it was time for me to step up, and it's been no doubter tonight, no doubt.
All right, let's get into the slate. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get started with Miami at Washington. AJ Cole against Vance Worley. Cole's a big favorite here. Yeah, that's all you need to know in this game. 10 total, and Cole's a 140 favorite.
You can stack either side of this game. Both these pitchers are terrible.
Definitely with you. I don't like the pitchers in this game. Let's talk about bats. We'll start with the what's that?
Can we start with the Nationals? I know we normally start with the road team, but I think it's worth noting that, like, O'Grady got hurt, which means Miami used their long men today. So what happens when Worley gets shelled in the first inning?
They keep letting him pitch?
There's a lot of upside here at the Washington stack.
No, I agree. But, like, don't you, he's just going to have to pitch.
He has to. I agree, unless they make a roster move.
Yeah, we'll just kind of have to pay attention to that in the morning. But, yeah, you look at the Washington lineup, even, like, Goodwin, I know he's priced up, but, like, he has a 239 ISO. There's a lot of ISO in this team. Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy, Rendon, Lind, all these guys have over 200 ISO against right-handed pitching this season.
Yeah, I agree. They're all in good spots here. It really just comes down to who's in the lineup, and I'm going to play as many as I want. Hopefully Adam Lind makes the lineup. I would like to have that pivot option.
Yeah, I agree with you. That'd be nice to get him in the lineup. Being in Washington, I don't know what they would necessarily do. I guess
put him in left. Let him play him in left.
Yeah, play him in the outfield. Who cares?
I mean, all the best. AJ Cole, if he gets the ball goes to left field, it's probably going over the fence anyways.
That's so true. Looking at AJ Cole, you mentioned him here, you know, very small sample size, but he's been okay against righties. He struggled against lefties. It's a small sample size. Definitely like the Marlins bats here. And Stanton is hot. Stanton is scorching hot.
And he gave up 5 earned runs and 5 innings against this team 5 days ago. 2 earned runs. Like, it's going to be a show. Hey, guys, I hope you play him in arcade mode again. Why don't you play AJ Cole as chalk in arcade mode again? And let's find out how that works. He was 20% that day. I literally thought that, like, the DraftKings thing had broken. And I was just like, these percentages can't be right. 20% on AJ Cole. I was floored.
Well, thank you. Like, yeah, I was arcade like, mode.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll take that money, that money, that money, and we'll try again.
Outside of Stanton, I like Ozuna. And then, like, Dean Yelich, right? Like, the top four stack is probably where you'd end up here.
Yeah, I don't even hate Dietrich at this 3,600 price tag.
I wish him and Real Muto switched spots, but yeah.
Yeah, don't hate Real Muto at 3,700 for what that's worth.
All right, let's move on to another game here. Detroit at Pittsburgh. Matt Boyd against Chad Kuhl. 9 total. Kuhl, a favorite here, 171 favorite. Matt Boyd, he's better than this, but he is just getting shelled by right-handed bats this season. He faces a right-handed heavy Pirates team.
Oh, Chad Kuhl. This is the ultimate Chad Kuhl dream. He might get eight righties.
I'm playing Chad Kuhl here. He's my cheap guy. He's too cheap. He's just too cheap.
This all depends on how popular he's going to be. If he's going to be 15, sure. But I suspect with that last start against Cincinnati and the spot, that number could get higher. And I just – he's no longer in, like, the high fives. You're paying 68. Spot is a dream. It's a dream spot. This Detroit offense hasn't been the same against right-handed pitching. I just feel like this is a trap. The whip is still high. He still walks a lot of guys. He's got good stuff, but if this is anything resembling chalk, I'm just going to have to stay away.
Yeah, Trevor Williams had a projected ownership around 15%. He came in at, like, 8.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to make that. I don't think they're going to do that again, though. Like, Chad Kuhl's a better pitcher. That's my problem.
Yeah, I'm playing him. You know, I'm making a couple teams. I'm going to the Red Sox game tonight. Like, I'm making a couple teams, and he's going to be on them. He's just too cheap.
Yeah, I understand that he's firmly in play. This is just a situation where I'll kind of have to just look at the situation later in the day, kind of where I end up with the stacks, what my salary cap looks like. But he's firmly in play. I just can't help but feel like I'm going to get burned here because it just feels like such a perfect Chad Kuhl spot on paper.
The thing is, too, he doesn't throw two-seamers, which we know Detroit kind of feasts on. He throws sinkers. He gets ground balls. Like, he doesn't give up. He's given up 3 home runs to righties this season. So
it's a slow team. Like, it's all perfect on paper. There is no disputing how good this spot is on paper.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, the setback is he doesn't have a big strikeout rate, but the swinging strike rate is over 10% against righties. So, like, it's a good spot. Is there any of these bats from Detroit that you would like here? Again, we talked about this yesterday. Justin Upton, the only bat in this lineup with an ISO over 200 against right-handed pitching.
I can't really see playing anybody.
No, not on a 15-game slate. There's just no way.
Yeah, on the Pirates, it's Sean Rodriguez as your second base punt versus a lefty, and we move on.
I kind of like the pitching. Can't lie.
I just 15 game slate. He's 4,700. I just look at the names around him, and it's just like there's just no way.
Do you want me to read you McCutcheon's numbers against lefties this season?
I'm sure they're great, but that park is just terrible.
I want to say they're elite. They're not great. 488 ISO, 518 WOBA. I didn't realize they were that good until I looked it up earlier.
Yeah, all right, maybe he's in play. My problem is the home road splits for the home runs is drastic.
Of course, yeah.
16 on the road, 6 at home.
No, I get that. That makes perfectly good sense. I've been getting my exposure to him on FanDuel instead of DraftKings. Like, he's still under 4K on FanDuel, where he's extremely expensive on DraftKings. Like, that's where I've been doing with McCutcheon.
It's like Harper is 600 more, Bellinger is 500 more. Like, I'm just ending up there first.
No, fair enough. Oh, and, you know, we need to note that Detroit loses the DH again. So
right, so there's no Victor Martinez. That's why I said, like, he literally will get all righties. God. There's not a lefty. Like, maybe Dixon Machado plays, but, like, literally there is not a lefty. Aduchi? Aduchi or, like...
Dude, get it right, bro. It's Aduki.
Aduki or, like... I don't even know who the hell else is there. Like, I mean, it's a great Chad Kluse spot on paper. There is no denying that.
Yeah, and by the way, Dixon Machado's a righty too.
I know.
Yankees, Blue Jays, CC Sabathia, J Hap, 9.5 total. Hap a slight favor here at 130. Any interest in either one of these guys?
Oh, actually, hold on. I actually lied. I have an interest in another play in that game. Jaimer Candelario is going to get called up. He's 3,100 versus Chad Kuhl. I could definitely eat that bullet in a tournament. High upside power guy, struck out a ton when he was with the Cubs, but there's too much upside at that price to just completely ignore.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess he is going to get called up, but where is he going to play? Jose Iglesias. Yeah, he went to the bereavement list. That's right.
I assume he's going to play third.
Yeah, fair enough. That makes it 7 righties for Kuhl.
I'm just saying he's 3,100, and we know Kuhl struggles with lefties, and he's got power. If you need a – maybe he's more of an arcade mode play, but I don't think I would just completely ignore him.
I think we need to note some of these cheap guys today. I think a valuable strategy today is going sales Kluber. So, we got to note some of these guys.
Yeah, Tyler Collins is still in AAA, right? Yeah, he's still in AAA. All right, let's move on.
Hap and Sabathia, any interest here?
This entire game is a cross-off for me.
Not literally the entire thing.
Like Hap and we know CC does CC things. Is there any BVP there?
I was just thinking the same thing.
As soon as I say that, let's see if there's any massive BVP there. Let's see. CC
Chase Headley.
Pierce, which you'd expect. Smoke, Morales, but Donaldson's bad. Bautista's dreadful. So, like, I can see some one-offs against CC, but...
You could save yourself so much money in DFS if you just don't play Jose Bautista right now.
You say that, he homered. But the one day I finally was like, you know what? I'm not going to play him for 2,900. Immediate homer off Mike Fiers.
He's back up to 37 if that makes you feel any better.
Oh, good. No chance.
Hey, yeah. He's got his average over the last 10 days up to 178 now.
That's better than his BVP average. So, yeah, no way.
God, yeah, man, I love picking on CeCe.
I feel like the Yankee stack is the sharper play if you're going to make it against Hap. He hasn't been quite right. But it's such a massive slate. Like, no one's going to go here.
Is Clint Frazier cheap? Is Clint Frazier cheap? No, he's not. That'd be a sneaky play.
So I think everyone's going to look at that last game, and it's like the White Sox are terrible against left-handed pitching, as we know when we get to Dallas Keuchel. But like, I think people are going to look at that J.A. Happ start and just assume he's back, but that could just be Chicago's terrible and he's still not throwing the ball well, and you can get a Yankee stack super, super low owned.
Fair enough.
Contreras, stop flying out to the deepest part of the ballpark.
Oh, Rockies, Indians, Herman Marquis against Corey Kluber. I'm not going to get a message from Nicole today. I'd be happy. She might be happy with me.
Dream on.
Definitely don't like Marquis, but, man, we talk about Kluber all the time. He has double-digit strikeouts in 9 of the last 10 games. The Rockies are the number one team in baseball when they're at home in WOBA. They 364. They have a 303 WOBA on the road, which is 24th. This team is a product of Coors Field. Corey Kluber is a lock and load play today.
He's 2K too cheap.
Yep. I think him and Sale are both too cheap today.
Yeah, they are. Which is unfortunate. I feel like if they were another $1,000, people would start making the argument for Keuchel, which would be beautiful. As we'll talk about. We have zero interest.
Yeah, we're on the same page when it comes to him today. Definitely don't want any of the Rockies bats here. I'm guessing you're on the same page.
Yeah, not these prices. Like, the price that they're in Coors. Like, no way.
Any interest in the Cleveland bats here?
I just can't pay these prices for this team.
The thing about Marquis, too, is he hasn't, like, really been shelled by lefties. And that's just, this whole team is full of lefties.
Yeah, I kind of think this game is a stay away. Other than just play Kluber, he's going to strike out 10-plus, and maybe he gives up a bomb to somebody, but whatever.
He's only allowed 3 home runs and 49 innings to lefties this season.
Yeah, okay, maybe he gives up to Arenado. Like, we just
no, not Kluber. I meant Marquis. 3 home runs in 49 innings.
I'm sorry, 3 innings in 49 innings.
3 home runs in 49 innings to lefties. He has a 116 ISO against lefties this season.
Like I said, Cleveland stacks a fade.
I think I'm with you. Like, if I'm playing anybody, it's E5 is a one-off. He's allowed right-handed power, but he's struggled.
15 games late. Why would I bother? I want to play a one-off in an offense I think is going to get cycled around a lot, and that doesn't feel like an offense that's going to be this firing on cylinders.
San Diego at Cincinnati, Luis Perdomo against Sal Romano. 9 total here, Romano. Minus 146. Any interest here in Sal?
No. Thanks. Thanks, Reds, for going off one day and now being on everybody's radar. This is a dream spot for your lefty Cincinnati Reds, whoever plays.
All right, we'll start with the Padres. Anything standing out to you here for the Padres against Romano?
Yeah, Perella is hot. Margot is hot. It's really it. That Dustin Coleman kid is free. He still keeps hitting. He's 29.500. Keeps hitting.
Perella saved my day today too. 2,600. Ian Happ wasn't in the lineup, and they both were the same price, and that's the pivot I made. Like, I ran good there. At dinner with my family, like on my phone, swapping out people, I ran good. But to be fair, I did like the Padres a lot today.
We talked about it. Yeah, they yanked Adelman before you give up more runs. They just sort of gave him a quick hook.
Yeah, O'Grady getting hurt in the second inning ruined my day too.
Yeah,
hope he's okay. But yeah, Cincinnati bats Perdomo when he struggles. It's against left-handed power bats.
Votto, they priced him up like he's in a dream spot.
Guy's good. We talked about him yesterday as one of the top plays on the slate, and he got there.
Yeah. Scooter at 38 is an interesting option.
You like Winker in this spot, right?
Just trying to find what's his price.
Where is he? I was joking, but if he's under 3K, I would play him.
He's 3,400. Probably wouldn't play him at that price. But Billy Hamilton's 3.8, but he's been terrible. Like, what are people going to remind – like, Billy Hamilton can't hit. He's so bad.
And he hasn't been running as much ever since he got hurt.
Yeah. Just
he has 1 stolen base over the last 10 games.
This is a really good spot for just to play a Votto one-off and get out.
I don't mind the Scooter as a one-off, too.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
Second base power, yeah. Let's move on. We got the Rangers and the Mets. Andrew Cashner against Chris Flexen. Houdini on the mound today.
This is the one line I don't get. I don't get this line at all.
9 total, Flexen a favorite.
Why is it only a 9 total? And why in God's name earth is Flexen the favorite? Guy's gotten shelled every appearance.
That's kind of interesting. Let's see. City Field. 75 degrees at first pitch, 78 degrees at first pitch.
I how can you be favored? I don't
understand. Blowing in.
You have a 12 ERA in the majors. Okay, I guess one of them was Coors Field, but like, it's not exactly like you've shown this ability to pitch well. I don't get it. I don't understand. And he's dealing with a blister to boot.
Yeah, he hasn't been very good.
A bad pitcher dealing with a blister? How is the total? How is Texas implied total 4.3? This is really fishy.
Is this a game that he gets right? His first career home game?
I just kind of think this is just a bad line.
Yeah, we'll have to see how the line plays out throughout the day.
Well, if it stays here, it almost makes me feel like the Mets stack is sneaky good.
Against your boy?
I mean, there's no way Texas isn't scoring runs.
The thing is, like, Cashner's really good against righties. Really good against righties.
He's terrible against lefties. Conforto, Walker, Cabrera, Boos, Granderson, Reyes, et cetera, et cetera.
I know.
I just, this game, that line is so fishy.
I hate stacking against Cashner because everybody.
Do. But that line is just screaming at me to do it. I don't understand.
He's a fly ball pitcher against lefties in Citi Field with the wind blowing in and it's cold. Like, I don't know.
Why is Flex in the favorite?
All right, let's talk batters in this game. We'll start with the Texas side. Stack them up.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to argue against it. It just 4.4 implied in ring time. Why is it so low?
Hashtag baseball.
Like, it's lower than like some random teams that just.
Joey Gallo has one of the best stat lines in baseball. 346 ISO, 36% strikeout rate.
Yeah, so that happens when you have more extra base hits than singles.
Joey Gallo is the definition of tournament player.
I mean, yeah, plus stack Texas, I guess. This line is so fishy. Like, how do they have a lower entire team total than freaking Cleveland?
Yeah,
I don't know. I like Texas. I don't want to come off like I don't like them. I just don't understand this line at all.
No, it's good. Weird lines are always something to talk about. When we don't get a line, you know, we talk about it on the podcast all the time. So it's good to note it. Mets bats, what's standing out to you against Cashner?
Lefty stack.
I like Jay Bruce a lot in this spot.
Yeah, Texas bullpen is still terrible. Like, this might just be the ultimate disrespect to the Texas bullpen. Like, if the line doesn't change and the total rises, like, I'll feel better about Texas, too. And they're pretty much just saying that Texas bullpen is awful. Like, I can take that. I can understand that, too. Just all right, let's move on.
Boston Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays.
You're not allowed to talk about this game. You're biased.
Nope, I'm not allowed to talk about this game. Chris Sale against Austin Pruitt, 7.5 total. I'm going to this game. So, CJ, what do we like here?
Chris Sale and the Red Sox stack, Stevie.
Oh, man, that's the same thing I was going to say.
Real hot take, right?
I hate stacking in Boston, but there's no way I'm not going to make a Boston stack going to the game.
You have to play Devers.
Oh, of course. God. We have tickets like right next to the bullpen on the Boston side, too. So do everything I can to, like, Madison, get a ball and go up to Chris Sale.
Oh, man. Go to Devers. You know, hops over the wall for a foul ball.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Pop fly behind third base. Hey, I know that guy. The guy without a beard. That's Stevie.
Red Sox stack is it's a really good stack. I mean, I
hate stacking Boston, but ever since Devers have come up, you know, it's just added a bat to the meter.
Yes, it's just like a whole new offense. It's like a whole new world. Third base went to the Red Sox weakest position to strongest position. Go figure.
And it took them half a year to call him up. Just makes me want to smash my head on the desk.
Yeah, he might not have been ready, you know?
Yeah.
At least they called him up. Like, they were like, oh, we're not going to call him up. So at least they called him up.
How dumb do they look now, like, seeing his numbers and, like, how good he is? And, like, we weren't going to call him up.
Thanks, Yankees, for taking Todd Frazier. Thank you.
Is there any Tampa bats that you would dare play against Chris Sale here?
Is there any BDP? Sale's kind of a head case. There is some random BDP. There's a 5-for-12 Logan Morrison sample size.
Oh, geez, whatever. If I get beat by Morrison.
14-for-46?
The thing about that, a lot of that ploof, though, is when Chris Sale was pitching to contact, this isn't the same guy.
I'm being very sarcastic, Stevie. Relax.
I know you are. I'm just
Evan Longoria, 3-for-30 with 13 strikeouts. Steven Souza, 1-for-15 with 10. Was that pitching to contact too?
Probably. That's what's said.
33% K rate against the Tampa roster. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's 1,000 too cheap.
No, he's perfect.
Oh my goodness, I just saw my BVP.
Who?
My boy. Let's go to the next game.
Philadelphia at Atlanta, Zach Eflin against Julio Teheran. No total in this game. There's a chance that Teheran doesn't pitch in this game.
Why?
Does that mess you up with your BVP?
Yes.
I had read that he was dealing with an injury with his thigh.
Well, give up a home run to expects to make his next start. He's fine.
All right.
Cramped up.
All right.
He's going to give up a home run to my boy, Freddie Galvis.
God, he got shelled by Philadelphia in Philly on the 28th.
We stacked Philly that day.
8 earned runs on 7 hits and 4 2/3.
Yeah, then the Braves bullpen shut him down, if I remember. But Freddie Galvis, 10 for 24, baby. Oh, with 4 geez. Steals. Oh. Freddie Galvis has 4 steals.
That's because – that okay, that has nothing to do with Julio Teheran. Every catcher that the Atlanta Braves have is awful at throwing out runners. We talk about it all the time.
How does Cesar Hernandez 2 for 23? Well, that explains why he doesn't have any steals. I was like, how does he have all the steals? And then I looked at Cesar's numbers. That would explain a lot.
Yeah, if you can't get on base.
That's a prerequisite to stealing bases.
I don't like Zach Eflin in this spot either, by the way, just for if anybody.
Is it Eflin?
Yeah. I think. Who do you have?
Ooh.
You don't like Zach Eflin here.
No, but why
you like Freddie Freeman a lot here.
Wait, is it really him?
Jake Thompson got hurt, and the report that I read that Zach Eflin could be the guy. That's what
could be the guy. Man, I had Mark Leiter Jr., who's equally terrible. But regardless, I think it's play your Braves lefties, right?
It's play your Braves lefties, yes.
Yeah, this is a nice game stack. What's the game? What's the total here?
No total yet because
we don't know who's starting on either side, right?
Yeah.
This could be a sneaky game that pops up with a 9.5 total that nobody has on their radar.
Yeah, I could see it pushing higher than that too.
Yeah, I don't want
it to be hot.
No, 75, but humid, which is nice.
All right. Yeah, I like the bats here. I like Nick Williams a lot. You mentioned Galvis. I can get behind that. And then like Freddie Freeman, this is just an excellent Freddie Freeman spot. Zach Eflin this season, 373 WOBA, 253 ISO against lefties. Like really bad against lefties. It's a terrible matchup for him.
I would play Ozzie Albies too for like the rest of the season. If they keep him like he's too talented. Like I know he's been terrible, but I just don't care. I'm going to keep rostering him.
Like Swanson was like the, you know, God's gift. You know, if you listen to any of the prospect like people and like they sent him down for this kid.
Yeah.
I tell you,
like he's only 20. So like it's going to be rough, but the kid is just so talented. If you're going to give me a shortstop, second baseman this cheap that has talent on the right side of the platoon split, like I'm just going to have to roster him.
Zach Eflin has a 40% hard contact to lefties, 8% soft contact. He's allowed 7 home runs in 25 innings to lefties. Play Freddie Freeman, guys.
Play. Oh, he's under 5K because they were expecting Mark Leiter Jr.
Play Freddie Freeman.
Oh my goodness!
I know Matt Adams has been cold, but this could be a great spot for him to get right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, moving on, moving out. Milwaukee at Minnesota. Matt Garza against Alberto Maggi. A 9.5 total here.
Garza. It's Mejia, by the way, you struggle with this every fifth day.
Every fifth day, I don't care.
I know. But if I just say it, and then the listeners won't bother you all day while you're on vacation.
They can bother me all I want. My Twitter, Katie told me I have to turn my notifications off on Twitter. Like, the cell service to Twitter has to be turned off on my vacation.
That's good.
Yeah, smart girl. All right, so Milwaukee at Minnesota. You know, the thing that I always feel like we forget to talk about, we talk about it with Texas, but Minnesota has one of the worst bullpens in baseball, too.
I feel like this game is going to just – I feel like this game could break the slate.
This game could certainly break the slate.
Sneaky 9.5 total. But like, win.
Damn. Like, why isn't Garza in play?
Where's the strikeouts?
I guess that's true. No upside in the Minnesota lineup whatsoever.
It's the argument that I should have listened to on JC Ramirez today is that he never strikes anybody out, silly.
But well, Trevor Williams doesn't strike anybody out either, and he put up.
He didn't, but he didn't. He just pitched better.
Yeah, he just out pitched Scherzer. To be fair, JC Ramirez threw a slider low and away to Machado, and he hit a 430-foot home run to dead center. That's just run bad.
Yeah.
All right, so bats from this game, Milwaukee, like, Jesus Aguilar is in a good spot here. I'm guessing he's kind of cheap. I haven't even looked.
I'm assuming so. That guy's always cheap.
They get the DH. He should definitely.
Oh no, he's 3,700. They priced him up a little bit.
Good job, DraftKings.
Yeah, but this lineup has just got a gazillion, bajillion upside here. You know, Brodsted and just all your normal suspects just have massive upsides. Hearn, Perez. It's just this upside. This lineup can go off at any time.
Catcher play of the day, Pena is 2,900 here.
All right, sure.
And then looking at the other side, if you want to pick on Garza with lefties.
There's a bunch of them. They're just, you know, finally, Escobar got rewarded for mashing the baseball. He's probably my favorite shortstop player not named Freddy Galvis at 33.
Fair enough. I don't see myself touching the Twins here, by the way.
And if he keeps batting third, like, yes, I will play a 3,300 shortstop against Matt Garza batting third.
Have you looked at the – man. All right, are you done with this game? Ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right, Houston at Chicago taking on the White Sox. Dallas Keuchel against Derek Holland, 10 total. Dallas Keuchel minus 250. Houston's implied team total is 6.3.
I mean, Derek Holland is terrible.
Yeah, Springer's expected back here. Like,
oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're saying that he should be ready for the opening of the series. So Springer's expected back. Oh, God. I can tell you already what I'm doing with at least one of my sale teams. While I watch him pitch, I'm going to be watching my Houston box score go insane.
Yeah. Oh, Jake Marisic is free again. Yes! Thank you.
The bottom wraparound here, if Springer bats first and Altuve bats second, you could go White, Marisnik, Springer, Altuve.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, you're getting exposure to the stack and like you're not paying out the butt for it.
Marisnik has this random ISO surge against left-handed pitching this year that I can't explain, but whatever. Derek Holland's terrible.
Yeah. Tyler White, man. He's been just destroying the baseball.
Yeah, he's your punt player of the day, 2,300. I expect him to be very highly owned.
Yep, I don't disagree with that. All right, let's talk Keuchel. We kind of teased it. We don't like him. He hasn't thrown over 90 pitches in either of his starts. He struggled in both of his starts. He struggled in both of his rehab starts. Houston is going to make the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. Why would they push this guy? There's no way I'm playing him here. I don't care if the White Sox are the worst team in baseball. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, like, and spoiler alert, you're not going to be cute playing Keuchel.
Yeah, because all you're going to hear all day today is the White Sox are the worst team in baseball against left-handed pitching over the last month, and it's not wrong. I don't care. I just don't care.
Like, you have to throw good pitches for that to work.
Five walks over six innings, right? Like.
Yeah, he's got – it's a Houston bullpen too. It's not like they're going to just like make him go 100 pitches. If he's like, it's just there's no upside at 11K. The price is ridiculous.
Yep. You know I'm right on board with you. I'm not playing. There's no way I'm playing.
Nope.
I'm finding the extra $1,400 or $1,600 every time.
Yeah.
Even if I have to give up a bat, like, I don't care.
I would play Quintana first.
I'm not a Quintana person, but I would too.
Like, I would play a lot of guys first.
Oh my God, that wraparound sack is so sexy.
I know. It's going to be popular. It's not sneaky. Not sneaky.
I hope it is sneaky.
There's no chance. Unless people like go live under a rock today, there's no chance. Go to the beach or go to the Tampa game. Then maybe they won't know.
No, well, let's hope that happens. Come join
me. Maybe they'll actually be fans of Tampa for once, like 50,000 strong.
I made sure that I bought my daughter and Katie Red Sox gear for the game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even care.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me. All right. We don't like Keuchel. Is there any of the White Sox bats that you would play against him?
On a 15-game slate? I just don't see the point.
Right, we're playing Keuchel because of price, because of limited upside, and because he just hasn't looked right. That's why we're not playing. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of offenses I think are going to do fine, and a few I think are going to do great. You know, so it's just like, why am I going to play just like a pure hedge? Just don't need to.
All right, from one chalk pitcher to the next, St. Louis Cardinals at Kansas City, Michael Wacha against Jason Vargas, 9 total.
There's no way Waka's chalk.
Oh, my God, you're crazy. People love playing Michael Wacha.
If people play freaking Wacha on a slate with Sale, Kluber, and Cool, then they've all lost their minds.
Michael Wacha's 86, so we're going to see a lot of Chris Sale, Wacha, Kluber, Walker today. Wacha.
Oh, my God.
You know I'm right.
I don't hate Wacha, but not as chalk on this slate. What?
He's been pitching really good. Like, I make fun of him all the time, but he's been pitching really good. It's just this isn't the spot for him. The Royals just don't strike out.
You know, there really isn't like this low tier pitcher that like just stands out as a good play.
I know, it's what I'm telling you.
You got shelled. I remember I played the Giants something against him. He's not right. Miranda versus Oakland, he can't get him out, no matter how many times I think he can. I guess it kind of just dies quickly after Wacha.
Chad Cool, baby. Looks good, doesn't it?
I'm just gonna play so much Sale and Kluber. Like, I'm going to find some 2K guys, and I'm just going to roll with them. Let's go. Albies and White. And let's just go. Like, I'm just going to play Sale and Kluber. I'll let everybody else try to figure this pitching nonsense out.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair. No Vargas, right?
No. But I wouldn't be surprised if he threw a good game. But not.
Wouldn't be surprised if he threw a good game either. It's just I wouldn't be surprised if I went out and threw a good game against the Cardinals.
I hear you.
All right, Cardinals bats. Tommy Pham, 286 ISO, 406.
You're not paying that price on Tommy Pham.
What is he? I haven't looked at DraftKings.
4,500. Stop it.
Yeah, he's 36 on FanDuel.
That's still insane. Who's that around?
It's not insane for a 286 ISO and a 400 WOBA.
Who's he around price-wise?
Let's see. Mancini, Peralta, Margot, Marte, Schwarber, Duvall, Blackman, Reddick.
I guess that's not terrible.
Jose fine. Baptista.
All right, fine. That's not terrible.
And then I was going to say DeJong, who, again, is just murdering.
Why do pitchers throw him a pitch in the strike zone?
I love it, dude.
Just throw it 4 pitches out of the zone. Odds are he's going to swing at 3 of them.
I love it. Oh, man. Hey, do you want to play Molina?
Is that going to be a running joke the rest of the season?
You realize he has a 271 ISO against left-handed pitching this season, right?
Soft-throwing lefty. Crap.
I'm not making fun of him. I will make fun of him if we want to play him. Then, you know, of course, he'll hit a home run. Just you let me know if you want to play him or not.
Shit. I'm not paying $3,800 for him, though. F that noise.
33 on FanDuel, I guess.
Price says catcher 5. Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Although we haven't talked about a catcher at all.
Yeah, Pena was the only one that I had mentioned.
Yeah, but that's the only guy I've mentioned so far.
Yep.
Yeah, not exactly the world's best catcher slate.
Yeah.
Scrolling down the names, there's just not nothing there.
There's nothing. Catcher kind of weak. Kansas City bats, anything here against Wacha?
What's our next game?
Come on, dude. You have to talk about Moose.
That's hey. Obvious. And Hosmer. Like, we say that every
Moose,
day. Baby.
Moose.
Hosmer. Hosmer.
The veto runs good, by the way.
Hosmer. You let me have Hosmer, by the way. I appreciate that.
Did I?
Yeah.
I did.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I vetoed Moose and you took Hosmer. I didn't let you have anything.
That's a fair point. I knew that you attacked Carlos Martinez with power lefties. God. I read the scouting report.
Moose is the man. All right, let's move on. Dodgers, Arizona, Kenta Maeda against Zach Godley. 9 total here. Games in Arizona. If this game was in LA, I think I'd have interest in Godley.
I like the contrarian Dodger stack. Come at me, Burrow.
I'm not going to come at you. I don't think I would stack it, but I get.
Like, oh, I'm stacking this thing.
The Dodgers are the best team in baseball. Like, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Zach Gallen has a 63% ground ball rate against lefties. That's the only downfall.
Where's the word? Every time he faces lefties, he gets shelled. Cubs didn't face many lefties, pitched fine. St. Louis, no lefties to speak of, threw a gem. Washington faced lefties, got shelled. Atlanta faced lefties, got shelled.
Washington has two lefties. Atlanta has, I guess.
They have Goodwin and Defoe, and what they're full of
lefties. Defoe is not a lefty. Defoe is Defoe.
Weeders. They have all these lefties. What? Like, they're full of lefties in the lineup, Stevie. The only righties in there are Zimmer and Rendon.
Whatever.
You know, he pitched a good game in L.A., but that's a completely different story.
So I just said. I said if this game was in L.A., I'd have interest.
I just, this Dodgers lineup is so hot, and it's, I'm going to get him in a good ballpark on the road against a bad bullpen at like 3%. Like, yes. You know, there's a big 55 with 100,000 at first. Like, that's the type of stat that can win you this.
I don't disagree with that. Who's pitching in this series on Wednesday? Yeah, might need to sneak my phone. Oh, it's Greinke.
Oh.
All right, who's pitching in the series on Thursday?
You don't want to set the Dodgers against Greinke?
No.
What?
Oh, it's to be determined. Man. Oh. You do get Darvish against them on Thursday, by the way.
Darvish. All right. Every time. I don't care if he's facing the freaking all-star team. I'm rostering you Darvish every time the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, with that bullpen behind him, too.
Oh, just every time.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a catcher that can frame worth a damn. I am so stacking every time playing you, Darvish.
Any Arizona bats that you want here against Maeda?
I don't know. Can Jake Lamb hit a baseball?
He'd be the one guy.
He does this for like a month every year where he just like forgets how to hit.
I know.
He did it like – it was when I was in Vegas last year. So it was late June he did this. And he just like – he can't get out of these slumps. I will say the walks have been there recently and the K's have not been, so maybe that's a sign of good of a step in the right direction.
He had a couple multi-hit games in Chicago. Going back home, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say a tough road series. St. Louis, Chicago, San Fran. Maybe it's a good buy low.
He's not price low, though. He's 4,600.
Yeah, but that's kind of low. Jake Lamb was in the fives at home when he was getting hot.
He's 36 on FanDuel. That's a good price.
Yeah, don't hate that.
He's the one guy
that is hot, and he's priced as such.
Oh, but Goldie? Yeah.
The Goldie hot streaks are definitely things you play when he gets hot.
Any good baseball, like any good hitter, like Goldie, Trout, any of those guys, when they get hot, you just play them.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, let's move on. We got Seattle at Oakland, Miranda against Graveman. 9 total here. Any interest in these pitchers?
No, Seattle's a very sneaky stack here. Graveman got shelled in the minors and came right back up to the majors and got shelled one more time.
You got to play the Alonso narrative here, right?
Of course. He's absolutely part of that stack.
You have to play the Alonso.
No, Seager. I mean, it's all the lefties, baby. Let's get him going.
Martin got called back up, right?
Martin? Who the hell is Martin?
Martin or whatever.
Oh,
the speed guy. I can't think of his first name.
Leonis?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a nice little bottom stack there with so much speed upside.
Yeah, he's been hitting the ball decent since he's came back up, too.
Good to know. Noting that down really quick. With Dyson down there and him, yeah.
Just a lot of upside here. Graveman gets shelled, you know, Oakland bullpen. You know, did actually do a good job against the Giants, but that's just because the Giants aren't very good. So, I like the Seattle stack a lot as a contrarian off the board option.
Anything standing out here against Miranda for Oakland? Gotta play my boy here. I play him against every lefty.
Ryan Healy?
Yep. Miranda is a pitcher that gives up home runs to the righties. Yeah, I like Healy.
Yeah, 2-for-4 with a homer. Yeah, I don't mind any of the Oakland guys if you need a filler. That's all they would be for me. I wouldn't stack them.
Well, Healy's like 3,400. He's going to kind of fit into those.
Oh, and Nelson Cruz at BVP. Oh, this is the best stack on the board.
He's gonna
I love this stack.
Healy's gonna fit into those Sale Kluber lineups at 3,400.
God, Cruz has BBB2. All those lefties and Cruz at like 4%. I guess the guy who's been getting shelled.
God, you want another guy from Oakland? Is Chad Pender? He's been crushing the ball.
Yeah, I like Seattle a lot. Lot.
I don't think I could game stack this game, but I like what you're saying with the Seattle side.
Yeah. Saw that BVP and suddenly just got extremely interested.
Wait, Seattle, a good offense, has BVP against a terrible pitcher? No.
He's not terrible. Like, people thought he wasn't terrible. Like, he turned the corner, but he's clearly not healthy. He's fighting through something. So he'll be healthy today, but he hasn't been up till now. So let's keep rolling.
Baltimore at L.A., Jeremy Hellickson against Parker Breadwell. Nine total here.
Hey, DraftKings, can you do me a favor? Put Jeremy Hellickson back at like 6,500. No one's going to roster him anyways. Just next start, just lower him back to 6,500. Everyone thinks he's terrible still. Just lower him down so I can play him. That'd be great. Thank you very much. Can't play him at 77. But no one will. But no one would play him at 67, and I would play him at 67. So, but there's no interest in the pitchers as is. If you find Jeremy Hellickson free somewhere.
Yeah, I was pulling up his FanDuel price to let you know what he was over there.
Just it's a lot tougher on a 1SP site with all these high upside guys.
Yeah, 6,900.
It's just so tough with unfanned with the one starter and all those guys with high upside. The opportunity cost is just
not priced up high enough. Sale and Kluber are just not priced up high enough.
What are they priced over there? At 11?
11-4 and 11-7.
Is anyone trying?
Not in August. Let's talk bats in this game. Anything here standing out to you for Baltimore?
No.
Yeah, I really don't see anything. Like, I want lefties against this guy.
Chris Davis, 3,700.
No, I just can't do it.
You said you want lefties against this guy.
I know, but Chris Davis is on my shit list right now.
Coming off a game with a home run.
Oh, good for you, Chris Davis.
All right, fine.
He's not coming off a game with a home run. He didn't have a home run tonight.
Oh, I forgot he played tonight. I was thinking.
Yeah. You didn't take J.C. Ramirez deep. Manny Machado did, Dick. God. Mike Trout.
Might get the day off. Watch for that.
Going out partying on his birthday, get the day off the next day.
1,000th hit.
1,000th hit. Celebrating.
Yeah. Mike Trout fade for me. All you guys that play Narrative Street today, come on, let's play the fade Narrative Street. Play the party. Party narratives.
All right, last game on the slate, Chicago Cubs, San Francisco Giants, Jose Quintana, Ty Blotch. Eight total, Quintana, 175 favorites. Let's talk about Quintana. I know you wanted to talk about him real quick.
This all depends if they play the young kids. If the Giants play these young kids they've called up, I'm going to play have interest in Quintana. I think that raises the K upside here. But if they play all those veterans that just never strike out, then it's a fade. Block is just a no way. Cubs, again, you know, tough ballpark, but man, oh man, is there just all the upside in the world at like 2%.
Right back to the well on Contreras. We haven't talked about a lot of catchers. Right back to
4,800.
Right back to the well.
Yeah, I'm probably going right back to the well too.
No doubt about it. Just right back to the well.
Yeah. 12 hits for the Cubs today. And Quintana and Contreras had 0. Good effort.
Right back to the wall. Anything else? Like, it's kind of it. Baez again, you know, another big time power righty against a guy that just doesn't have any strikeout stuff against lefty. Or, yeah, big time righty against the lefty that doesn't have any strikeout stuff. Like, yeah. Like Baez again.
Fair enough.
That's it, man. Got through all these games. Nothing on the Giants side, right?
Right.
Posey's good against lefties, but
that's not interested.
Yep, Quintana's not a bad lefty. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, we have to do home run derby.
Yeah, we got to do that, and you get.
I doubled you up tonight to get it down to two. 88.33 to 42.
Yep, I saw that.
You need that vacation timeout, man. The momentum. You're killing it.
I'm not taking any games off. We're playing on Friday.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you get to go first here in Home Run Derby.
I'm taking Contreras.
As much as I want to veto that, I'm not going to.
Come on, veto it!
Nope. All right. I'm
gonna, if I catch it, it has the homer.
I'm gonna take White.
Try to bait me into a veto of guys 2300. I'll let you have it.
I was kind of hoping. All right, well, if you're not gonna veto that, I'm gonna go Mariznick.
Not gonna veto that. And I will take George Springer because you don't have a veto.
I do. I have a veto.
Didn't you veto? Oh, that's right. You didn't veto it. Damn it. All right. That's vetoed. I assume.
Yeah. Well, I'm not letting you have Springer against Holland. Come on, man.
I forgot you didn't use the veto. Dang it.
And you're all excited.
I did. I thought you vetoed Contreras, and I forgot you didn't do it. Damn it. All right. I'll take Nelson Cruz then.
All right.
And I will – let's see if I can find a value play. How did this guy do today? Let's see. He came back from injury today. I wonder how he did. I'm going to actually pull up the box score because this is off the board, a guy we didn't – we kind of just brushed through this team. But I want to make sure he actually got a hit today first before I say he's going to get a home run. No hits today. I'll take Ryan Braun. I was going to take Domingo Santana, but I don't know if he's still 100, if he's 100%. So let's take Ryan Braun.
All right. I know you're going to veto this, but it's fine. I understand why you want to veto this. I would hope you would veto this. If you don't want to veto this, thank you for the win, but I'll take Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, sorry, man. I can't let you have that.
I would hope not. Like,
I mean, there's a lot of guys I was going to let you have, but can't let you have that one.
I would hope not.
And now you're going to pivot to the guy you wanted me. You really wanted.
No, I really wanted Freeman, but
I understand that. But you're going to pivot to.
No,
just do it. Just do it.
Nope.
No, you're going to pivot to. Here, I'm going to write it down too, just so you don't think when you say the name that.
All right, well, I have it written down already too, so let me know when you get it written down because I don't think you're going to be close.
All right, go.
Steve Pierce.
Oh, no, nowhere close.
You were going to say Matt Adams.
No, Rafael Devers. I thought you were going to take the.
Oh, I should have. I didn't even think about it.
I thought you were going to go with the Reds with the I'm at the game narrative.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's smart. But, you know, Steve Pierce, I like his upside against Sabathia.
Yeah, I can't. That's a solid DVP play.
All right, my dude. I'm going to go finish packing.
Post Have my fun Michael. On vacation.
Huh?
Have fun on vacation.
Yes. Cocktails and beach. Going to ride a jet ski.
So what's going on? We got the weekend guys the next few days?
Yeah, weekend guys the next couple days are filling in for us, me, and then I'll be back on Friday. I don't know if you're traveling on Friday or not. We haven't had a chance to talk to you, but I'll be back on Friday.
I can do Friday. I'm traveling on Friday morning, so I can do Friday.
Yeah, we'll record Thursday night, have it up Friday for everybody, and you know, you guys enjoy. Man gone over the next couple of days. I appreciate him filling in. I'm just going to do it here for the Tuesday edition of the Morning Grind. Make sure you guys are checking out PlayDraft, playdraft.com/grinders. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you guys again on Friday.
Hey, what's up, Roto Grinders? Chris Cimino here, and it's time for you to get an edge on your DFS competition with our daily ownership projections for DraftKings and FanDuel, available now to our premium subscribers. We're constantly evaluating our projections and updating all the way up through lineup lock to ensure you have the best possible information in crunch time. Our team covers NFL, NBA, MLB, and PGA for all main slate action. If you don't have this, you are missing out. Subscribe to Roto Grinders Premium today to get access to our premium ownership projections and to our award-winning premium content.